Okay, yesterday we're learning about Tzom Gedalia. Let's get into Erev Yom Kippur. There's a lot to learn. Yom Kippur, Sukkos. There's not that many days that we can learn. Okay. By the way, tonight in Mitzvah Hashem at the Zoom class 8:30. So first half an hour discuss the dinim of Yom Kippur, and then it'll be a Farbrengen on the Zoom in honor of Chayelu. Tonight is Chayel, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Alter Rebbe. Okay. Anyway, as far as Kaparis is concerned. Many people do kaparis with money, according to Kabbalah, and that's how many gets to do with a chicken, male for a male, female for a female. And the main thing, I'm not going to the whole thing about kaparis now because I want to move on, but the main part of the kaparis is really the shechita. And therefore, the din is that what happens if you do kaparis and you shecht the animal, but it wasn't the bird, but it wasn't a kosher shechita. Something got messed up. So then you have to do kaparis again. But if the shechita was good, and then something happened, the stomach or the something treif, but the shechita was good, but it became a treifa because something's wrong inside, broken bones or whatever. So then you don't have to redo kaparis. Because again, the main part of kaparis is the shechita. And then you get also the mitzvah of covering the blood of the chicken with the bracha kisi damba avar. Okay, now Erev Yom Kippur, b'chazing this. There's a minig in many places. There's a chiyuv halachically to tevel Erev Yom Kippur in the mikveh. The best time if somebody is going to be teveling once, the best time is before Mincha. Some people have a minig of tevling three times. One in the morning before Shachris, or before Kaparis, once before Mincha, and once right before Kol Nidre, after Suda Mafsekes, they go a third time to the mikveh. There's a story with Rebbe's father, that it was very difficult to get to the river and everything, you know. So he found a place, and he got dressed, he got undressed, went into the mikveh, came out in the river it was. Got dressed, got undressed, went back into the mikveh, came out, got dressed, and did it a third time. So there's, the Rebbe's father, what? The Rebbe's father.
Oh.
Our Rebbe's father, the Blavik. So he did it because his inyan going three times, but ideally, you should go before Shachris and Kaparis, and before Mincha, and before Kol Nidre. Now, in Shachris of Erev Yom Kippur, you leave out a few things. You leave out, number one, Mizmor L'Seida, that you don't say. You leave out Tachnun. There's no Tachnun Erev Yom Kippur. But the night Mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, there is Tachnun. Same thing with Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's no Tachnun. But the Mincha before Erev Rosh Hashanah, there is Tachnun. And the slichas in the morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's also tachnun. So you leave out Mizmor L'Seida, you leave out tachnun, and you also leave out Avinu Malkeinu. Because our custom is, anytime there's no tachnun, there's no Avinu Malkeinu. Which means also in Aser Shimei Tshuva, we add in the morning by Shachris and Mincha, we add in the tefillah of Aser Shimei Tshuva, we also, beside the Shir Amalis in the morning, we also add the long Avinu Malkeinu after Tachnun, Shachris, and after Tachnun at Mincha. Now, when do you say the long Avinu Malkeinu? You say it where you're supposed to say the little Avinu Malkeinu. You have Tachnun, the Fils of Paim. The Monday and Thursday, you have the whole long Vuhurachum. And then at the end of Vuhurachum, you have Avinu Malkeinu, and then three Psukim, and then you have Anachnun Leneda. Where you're supposed to say the short Avinu Malkeinu, we exchange it for the long Avinu Malkeinu, both by Shachris and Mincha. But any time there's no Tachnun, Shachris or Mincha, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu either. Like for instance, the initial thing that got that going was there was a bris in 770 on Vav Tishrei in the morning many years ago. And the Rebbe was davening for the Amid because he had yartzeit for his mother. And they put a tzettel to the Rebbe in the middle of davening that there's a bris, and there was a sandik there, whatever. So the Rebbe left out Tachnun and Avinu Malkeinu. And by the Fabreng and that Vav Tishrei Nai, the Rebbe was Mechadish, a Bechidish that wasn't in Chabad until then. And the Rebbe said that when there's no Tachnun, there's no Avinu Malkeinu. Because in Halacha it says, even when you don't see Tachnun, you say Avinu Malkeinu. And until then, that's what they did in Chabad also.
Until that night.
Until that time. Right. When they were, even if there's no Tachnun, you skip Tachnun, but you said Avinu Malkeinu. But since then, the minig in Labarit, the Rebbe said clear, and now they put it into the Siddurim also, that anytime there's no Tachnun, like Friday afternoon, there's no Tachnun Mincha, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu. If there would be a bris in the morning, so you don't see Tachnun, you don't see Avinu Malkeinu. By Mincha, you would. You know, but that's the things of now. It's also a minig to ask for lekach erev Yom Kippur. Lekach is basically honey cake. And the reason why the minig is to ask for honey cake, besides the fact that it's sweet, but it's brought down in Sfarim, that if it was decreed on the person that year that they should have to beg for food, they should fulfill their obligation of begging for food by asking for Yilekach and Erev Yom Kippur. So what you do is Erev Yom Kippur, whatever it is, you know, you say, can I get Lekach in Yiddish? You say, please give Lekach, or, you know, and then the person gives you Lekach, and what you do is Shana Tova Mesukah. The Rebbe used to give out Lekach for many, many, many years. It was only Erev Yom Kippur, and then the crowd got so big that the Rebbe started giving out lekach already 3 days before Yom Kippur. The Rebbe would be already giving out lekach, and the lines would be shh. So anyway, that's this. Now, there's another din of Erev Yom Kippur, that it's a mitzvah to eat and drink 2 days' worth. In fact, one of the days you're not allowed to fast is Erev Yom Kippur. One of the few days it's forbidden halachically to fast is Erev Yom Kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, the minig is to eat for 2 days. Why? And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, because the Gemara asks a contradiction. One pasuk says, "And the tishayim lachodesh me erev ad erev tishpilsu shabbatchem." One pasuk says, seemingly implies that Yom Kippur is on the ninth day of Tishrei. Another pasuk says, "Basidi on the tenth." So the Gemara asks, okay, Tzad, how do you reconcile Yom Kippur on the 9th and Yom Kippur on the 10th? So the Gemara answers that what the Torah means is like this. You're supposed to eat on the, Yom Kippur's on the 10th. You're supposed to eat on the 9th, like for 2 days. And by eating on the 9th, Hashem considers it as if you fasted on the 9th. Because it's obvious if you have two mitzvahs, one to eat and one to fast, you're going to get more reward for fasting than for eating. By normal people, at least. No, not normal people, I don't know. But normal people, you're going to get more reward for fasting. So Hashem says on the 9th, when you eat, I consider it as if you fasted. So therefore, even a tainus chaloyim, even if somebody has a bad dream, that you suppose even Shabbos you fast, but Erev Yom Kippur you don't fast.
It says you have to eat for two days' worth. You don't actually eat 6 meals
in one. No, you don't. First of all, logically, a day has 2 meals. A normal day in Halacha has 2 meals. Shabbos is 3 meals. In America, they have breakfast, lunch, and supper, and midnight snack, and morning snack, and, you know, after the wedding, you have the breakfast in the morning. But halachically, in Halacha, there's 2 meals a day. Shabbos, you have a union of 3 meals a day. So, but it doesn't mean you just eat a whole day. It means you should eat. Should eat. It's also a minig that day that you dip the challah in honey. So you have two su'udas on Yom Kippur. You have one su'ud in the morning. In the morning time you wash. You have challah, not lachem mishnah, but you have challah dipped in honey. And then the minig is you have fish by the first meal. And the second meal, the Matan Ephraim brings down, you don't eat fish. But the first meal, Erev Yom Kippur, you eat fish. You should eat light foods that digest easily, that you shouldn't have a problem fasting. And you should only eat, you know, easy to digest and things that are not going to make you too thirsty. And there's a minhag to eat kreplach. Kreplach is meat covered with dough. There's a whole Kabbalistic reason why the minhag is to eat kreplach Erev Yom Kippur. You eat it, Erev and Kippur, Shana Rabbah, and Tain and Purim. These are the three times a year you eat kreplach. There's a lot of different reasons. Okay, also, before Mincha, the custom is you go to Mikvah and you have Malkus. So really, Malkus goes before Mikvah and then you go to Mincha. So what's Malkus? Literally means you get lashes. What do you mean you get lashes? So it means that you bend down and all fours facing north. That's our meaning. You face north and the guy hits you on your back like a segel. Right, left, center, right, left, center, right, left, center. And you do it 39 times. And while you're doing it, both the hitter and the hittee, which means the guy that got hit, do it. They say the pasuk, v'ho rachum chaberavim. There's 13 words in the pasuk, and you say it three times, that's 39, corresponding with the 39 malchus. But the person does it before the one that does it and the one that gets it. What? I don't know. There must be a way. I don't know.
Don't we dip the challah in honey?
No, that's not.
Don't we dip the challah in honey from Rosh Hashanah
until
all the way to
Sukkot? Rosh Hashanah, you dip the challah in honey. Erev Yom Kippur, you dip the challah in honey. First days of Sukkot, you dip the challah in honey. One second. Rishana Rabba, you dip the challah in honey. That's what it says, you dip. And a lot of the other days, they call them, the Rebbe writes Mehecha Teisa. Mehecha Teisa means, no. Some do, some don't. But the official times that it says that you dip challah in honey is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, Metzora Yom Kippur, first 2 days of Sukkot, Hashanah Rabbah, and that's it. Those are the official times you dip in honey.
And we don't dip in salt at all during those times.
Not true. Our meaning is, even Rosh Hashanah, it's not official minute, but that's what the Rebbe did. Our meaning is that you dip the first piece into honey. And what the Rebbe used to do is only the first piece he dipped into honey, and then the Rebbe dipped the other challah into salt. But chal, the Rebbe had a meaning, every piece of challah he took, he dipped into salt three times. But officially, and many people bring it down, by the way, the meaning is you have to have salt on the table. It's brought down this meaning in halacha, that some people dip it, first the piece in honey, and then the second piece in salt. Some people it's brought down, they dip one. You have a piece of challah, one side honey and one side salt. But that I haven't seen done. I mean, it's brought down in halacha.
And the
third envelope. Okay.